Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining us on today's podcast. Hey, we're starting a new series today. We're going to be looking at, over the next 4 weeks, the four most viral verses according to the Bible app in 2015.
Hello there, and welcome to the Believer's Church Podcast.
A podcast about real people, real problems, and real answers.
Podcasting from the beautiful East Tennessee mountains.
Here's your host, Pastor Mike Friday.
Well, when we talk about going viral, here's what we're saying. Viral actually refers to a piece of content viewed by a very high number of people in just a short period of time, whether it's a blog post, a photo, a video, or a tweet. And the reason you want it to go viral is it gives you this huge exposure for such a short time, and it's free, right? That's the best thing about it. And it's just a huge opportunity to get your message out there. So the Bible app, over 50 million people have it on a mobile device. And at the end of each year, they kind of calculate the verses, saved, bookmarks, and highlights. And they look at the most popular verses out there. So we're going to look at the top four Bible verses tweeted, shared on Facebook, do a study of them. And, when we look at this first verse today, it may take you by surprise. Of course, when you read it, when you hear it, you go, oh, well, that makes sense. But when we begin to dig into it just a little bit, you think, that's interesting, because it comes from a great speech in Joshua chapter 1, and kind of given a pep talk here, God is to Joshua. And you see, Joshua was afraid, he was worried, he was concerned. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a moment, but basically, there's a couple of things that God's doing here. He's promising Joshua, hey, Joshua, you're going to be successful before you even take one step. And so there's two words here that really stand out in Joshua chapter 1, and here they are, success and prosper. Success and prosper. Now, God tells us here how to be successful. And this is really good news, because God wants all of us to be successful. And you may not really understand what I'm talking about here. You see, God wants you to be successful His way, not just your way. And God's given Joshua principles for success even today. So the fourth most popular verse last year was Joshua chapter 1, verse number 9. He says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." You see, this verse kind of concludes God's principles for success. And He just brings it all together here, because, you know, we desire success, but we want success God's way. And this is information that you're not going to find at Harvard Business School or on Wall Street, but God's principles for success. I would say number one is this, just experiencing the presence of God. I mean, that's huge. That's success. If you ask Joshua, if you ask a lot of people who have been walking with God for many years, because Joshua has some huge shoes to fill. Listen to verses 1 and 2. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, and you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel." Now, here's the thing. Everybody knew Moses was dead. Why does God remind Joshua? Because He said, Joshua, you're not just following a leader here, man. You're following a legend. Moses was like the top Jewish on who's who. I mean, he was Israel's security blanket for 40 years. Moses leads the people out of Egypt. I mean, he gets the Egyptian army destroyed. He leads them out, raises the rod over the Red Sea, and it parts, and they walk across on dry land. Listen, he was the man. Moses knew God. I love it. I think it's in Exodus 33 somewhere. It says, "The Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend." That's just awesome. I mean, nobody in the world was as close to God. The second thing I would say is this. We need to learn to be obedient, and we should be obedient if we want to have success to the principles of God. You know, God really blows up the success theories of today. He says your success is directly tied to how you relate to His word. How you relate. That God's word will determine how successful you are. And what He says, it's really pretty amazing. Look at verse 7. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. So God is saying this to Joshua. Joshua, if you need to succeed, it pays to obey. Do what God's word says, and you'll be successful. Look at verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For when you will make your way prosperous, when you do this, and then you will have good success. It all goes back to the word of God. I mean, when you read this is one of the boldest promises in the Bible anywhere. God says, you want to be successful? Here it is, God's word. It's in the Bible. How is it impacting your life? Could I ask you that question? When I say success, I mean, what word would you maybe write down today? Would you say, mate, well, success is a position or power or popularity or possessions or prestige? God says, that's not success. I mean, you can have all those things and be a failure. Success equals doing what's right. He said, do what's right according to my word. Do what I tell you is right. Now, back in the, just to get back to the story, because there's a lot probably about now getting ready to come on for Joshua, and it's already gone off. And Joshua says, I've got the same presence of God to guard me, the same principles to guide me that Moses had. But let me tell you what God does. So important. He gets very specific. You say, well, what does that mean? Well, I think the first thing here he's going to say is you got to dig in. You got to look it up. You got to spend some time in the word. You can go back to verse 8 and read that. You see the word, that mouth there. Joshua, you've got to so read this book, digest this book, that the word is on the tip of your tongue. If your heart is full of God's truth, you're going to speak God's truth. It's going to come from the heart. Now, I mean, very practically speaking, if you're married, you can relate to this. Have you ever popped off to your spouse and then immediately said, I didn't mean that? You know, how did that work out for you? And now they're thinking, if you didn't mean it, you wouldn't have said it, right? But the bigger question, though, is, why did you say it? And the answer is, it was what was in your heart. It's kind of like the old farmer said, what's down in the well will come up in the bucket. So, fill your heart with God's word. Don't let God's word depart from your mouth. So, you want to look it up. You want to dig in. Then you want to let it in. Don't stand back. You know, he said again there in verse 8, you shall meditate on it day and night. Meditate refers to the word where a cow chews its cud over and over and over again. And what he's saying is, it's not enough to have a Bible or just open a Bible or just to read the Bible. He said, I want you to meditate on it and apply it to your life. So much so that this part of your life becomes God's point of view. Understanding this, you're thinking, I know, you're like, I don't have time to meditate. Are you kidding me? I've got an 8-to-5 job. I've got a family to feed. I've got ball games to go to. I've got to work out. I mean, we live in an instant world. We want our broadband now. We want our pizza now. I mean, Twitter, what do you get? 140 characters, and that's it. You never waste time when you meditate on God's word, folks. And here's why. A mind that is filled with the word of God leads to a heart that is full of the love of God and a life that is lived in the wisdom of God. Now, I don't know how long I might live on this earth, but I do want my life to be full of the love of God. And people ask me sometimes for advice. I'm no Albert Einstein, but they know I'm in God's word, and they know I'm going to sift through God's word to look it up and then let it in, and then I would say live it out, folks. Live it out. Look back in verse 8. You see there where it says be careful, because this is huge, and I want to make sure you get this. You know, let's just define prosperity gospel. It's not God wants everybody to be rich. But it is God wants everybody to be obedient. God says, obey me. That's success. It's not about the car you drive. What matters? What matters most? Am I in the middle of God's will and obeying God's word? And here's the point. Meditation will give you knowledge about God, but obedience will give you knowledge of God. By the way, let's just talk a second. Let's just kind of get this out there. I got a question for you. How many of you believe the Bible? Now, if you were sitting in a local church, statistics would say that 98% of you would say, yeah, I believe the whole Bible. But I can tell you exactly how much of the Bible you believe. You know how? by how much you obey. I mean, do you believe Jesus said it's more blessed to give than receive? You're probably saying, oh, yeah, sure. Then why don't you give? How could you say you believe that? Now, don't get mad at me. Don't stop the podcast. Let's keep talking, because a lot of that in our lives just becomes talk. Jesus said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. Do you believe that? Well, then the question is, are we fishing for men? Because what you really believe, you live, and the rest is just talk. So God's like to Joshua, when you obey the word of God, the God of the word will make you successful, but it's total obedience. We don't get to pick and choose which part of the obedient that we want to be obedient to, which part of God's word. Verse 7, you see there it says being. I mean, just all of it. I mean, in the public schools today, there's zero tolerance. You take a knife or gun, it's over. I mean, he's out. And God's like to Joshua, when it comes to my word, Joshua, it's zero tolerance. We're to obey it. We are to do it. And you say, well, what does that mean? Well, it means at our church, we're not going to massage the word of God to be politically correct for anybody. And it's going to be our standard that we have as our God. And I know that our church is probably not for everybody. But we want to teach what God says and do what God says. And I believe the more we believe and do and live God's word, the more favor we'll have of God. God says success is several things that we've talked about. Let me give you the third one really quick and we'll finish up. Success is fulfilling the purpose of God. Fulfilling the purpose of God. So we got experiencing the presence of God, obeying the principles of God, and fulfilling the purpose of God. God says, I'm going to take you to the promised land. I'm going to give you a leader. Success is obeying the will of God and the word of God, period. Success in God's eyes has nothing to do with position or power or popularity or prestige or possessions, but purpose. And God has a purpose for your life. I mean, look at me. I get excited. I have joy in my heart because I get to do what I want to do. It's what God has called me to. It's his purpose for me. And I don't know what God's purpose for you is. Maybe an attorney or a doctor or work in a factory, whatever that may be. I mean, I would have loved to have been the head coach at University of Tennessee, right? But when you find out what that is, you really hit the sweet spot in life. And here's why that is so important. Look at verse 5. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life, just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. I hope you heard what God said there. If you will obey my word, if you will do my word, if you will fulfill the purpose that I put you here on earth for, I mean, you will be this immovable, irresistible force. Yeah, yeah, it's just amazing. I mean, every foe that you face will be defeated. Nothing or no one can stand against anyone that takes a stand for God. So, it all boils down to this. God's word. It's not about you or me or your personal happiness or financial success or personal fulfillment within itself. There are a lot of great principles in there regarding those things, but this book, his book, is about God's plan for us, his purpose for us, and how we can fill out that plan and fulfill that purpose. God's purpose for every one of us listening to this podcast is to follow his plan and fulfill his purpose. And when we do, God will feed our need for success with the only success that matters, and that is his. And here's what God says. I was put on this earth. You were put on this earth to experience the presence of God, to obey the principles of God, to fulfill the purpose of God. And when we do this, God says, hey, success is guaranteed. Thank you for listening today.
Thanks for listening to the Believers Church Podcast.
Visit us online at www.believerschurch.tv. Facebook.com/believerschurch.tv. Follow Pastor Mike at twitter.com/MikeFriday and instagram.com/MFRealLife. Check out the other podcasts all about life and the world. Until next time, keep it real and come on.